The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank.
Smiling as always.
Yeah, it's a good day.
Beaming from across the desk, whatever this.
Well, what's not to be happy about? It's not
console.
Not
I'm sorry,
pouring
it's a
down
console,
rain.
Not a desk.
Yeah, it's not pouring down rain. It's a good day out.
At least it's not pouring down yet. It doesn't look too good for later. But
do you know we're supposed to hit 80 degrees later this week?
We
good
are.
Good possibility on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm digging that.
Oh yeah,
I'm all about that. That's wait, right. I got to check my calendar. Am I available for like just hangout time on
right?
Thursday?
Yeah, you have to sync that up with happy hour.
Oh, okay. I guess an outdoor one somewhere.
Absolutely.
I'm going to want to be out in that kind of weather. Are
absolutely.
You kidding me?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, speaking of sunny days and gray days, how are we looking on the mortgage rates? Are we sunny or
we're
sad?
You know, we're still sunny. And
okay.
this is getting boring. The rates are, well, are still...
speak for yourself.
No, they're still staying so low. We have a few gyrations up and down here and there, but all in all, they're hanging right in there. 30-year fixed rate, like conventional loan today, we're sitting right around 3.875%. A 20-year fixed rate, 3.75%. A 15-year, 3.375%.
Okay, still looking fabulous.
10-year fixed rate, 3.25%. And,
nice.
First time buyers out there, FHA loans are sitting right around 3.25% for a 30-year fixed rate. Can you imagine? VA also, any veterans out there, man, now is a really, really good time, to be out shopping for a home or thinking about refinancing if you have a higher rate than that.
Well, we have a potential future client. They're getting married this month.
Yeah.
A little shout out to my friends,
nice.
Leslie and Scott.
Oh, very cool.
They're looking at the VA.
Leslie, Scott, congratulations.
Yes, yeah. Coming up in a couple of weekends. I'm hoping we have nice weather for their nuptials.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
You know, but these mortgage markets have been so stable and so boring. I thought I would update you on a few other markets.
Okay.
Because
we don't want you to be known as boring.
Right. No, that would not be good. So I just checked a few different ones. I know that right now helium was up. Feathers were
which
down.
Which makes my... Oh, my God.
Paper market was stationary today. Fluorescent tubing was dimmed in light trading, last I heard. Knives were up sharply, though.
Oh, my God.
Cows, they steered into a bull market today.
Did your brother Lance give you this?
No. But I'm just, I was just kind of checking on a few things. I know pencils lost a few points. And, fish market's flopping around. Diapers remained unchanged. And Scott Tissue, though, I heard, touched a new bottom.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You bring
that's my market wrap today. Yeah.
If next time if you could do it in a wrap, that would be very interesting.
Hey, we're giving you information that you're not going to get on Bloomberg or anywhere else,
Wait, this is Bloomberg.
We're here for you. Oh yeah. Well,
it's a Bloomberg station.
Okay, fine. Well, any of those
Eat your words.
Legitimate Bloomberg forecasters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
got
prognosticators.
It. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can just tell you on the real estate side of things, it continues to be incredibly hectic. We had, because we had the beginning of the month, of course, Friday was April 1st. So the typical big blip of activity for listings coming on, we usually get maybe 1 or 2 days during the hot season where listings actually outpace pending sales.
Yeah.
So we did have about a day and a half of that. And we're right squarely back to about 350 new listings for every 500 to 600 something pending sales.
Which is still running, less than a month of inventory?
Yeah, in certain market areas, usually under two, almost across the board, 1.2 months or less in most markets.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty crazy. So we've got a bunch of listings that are coming on. So like I said last week, I'm just super stoked for what's going to happen for those clients. In fact, actually, my assistant and I were looking at a property in Bellevue that's in a neighborhood of one of our clients coming on market soon. And this property isn't nearly as nice. And it's great because, you know, she sent me a message and sent me a copy of the listing. She was like, oh, I want to slap this agent because so I know we have 3D here with us today, but we have a photographer coming later in the month. And I keep feeding, you know, referrals basically to my photographer because I looked at the photos. I mean, this house is on the market for over $850,000 and it's got cheese ball photos and it's been sitting on the market for 30 days. And I'm thinking, what went wrong? You know, So her initial comment though to me was, I want to slap this agent, you know, because of the poor photos and other things. She's like, if that was with us, that would be so, because we sell almost all of our listings in less than a week, right? We price them right. They sell fast. And, it was funny because I went back and I took a look at it and I said, well, actually, what I'm happy to see here is that the house we're going to be putting on the market last year at this time, that was the price point it would have been. And this is a home that is not nearly as nice, not nearly as upgraded. And so that really bodes well for the current. Because remember, we talked the other day that parts of Bellevue were up 25%.
Yeah. And in some insane cases. In some markets right now. It's really, really crazy.
Yeah, so we're really excited for these folks because it's going to be a good move for them.
So, folks, if your agent says, this is a home, this is a good one, but we got to move and we got to move now, believe them.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes. Yeah, you got to do all the right things to get them in that place.
Yep.
Show all the right stuff, which is, in fact, why we have Jeff Kropp from Seattle 3D with us again today.
Welcome, Jeff.
Yes. Hey, thank you for having me again.
Yeah. No, we're excited. This week we get to get a little more in depth with you instead of having the you know, little Duke Fest that Eric thought we were going to have when you were on with Jesse Young.
The 3D versus the photographer, the new versus the old, and everything has its place. But we thought
See, I don't think of it as a versus.
No,
right.
Absolutely.
I think of it as how do we
enhance?
In concert. Yeah,
absolutely.
How do you work in concert with these people and get the best experience, right? And the best opportunity.
But wait, before we get to that, so Friday, are you going to tell about the approval letter I sent you?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Okay. He almost got me for April Fool's Day.
Almost.
It was almost like it was a reverse because I think you expected me to respond a lot more chaotically. And instead, I was actually happy about what you sent me. So it was like a reverse fooling. And then I was just sad that it wasn't real.
Oh. I gave her an approval letter for a customer that we have, and I found the ugliest looking house for about $67,000 in Bremerton and told her that she had to go to Bremerton to present the offer at 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon on April 1st.
Except for I looked at it, I went, oh no, if it's over there, that's not
she's
me.
Like,
they went to somebody else,
like,
and maybe the listing agent.
Out.
I'm like, that's fine with
that.
Me. I'm not going over there. So I could tell you were so disappointed that I wasn't all mad and getting flustered.
Can't win them all. But I April 1st is always a really fun day for me. And I would like to apologize to all the good folks at the Woodland Park Zoo.
Oh, no.
Because I had, I don't know how many people call there asking for, you know, monkey and Ellie Font and Jerry Raff.
Do they put that out on a big?
I really don't know.
System
but
or something.
It's amazing
people,
that
they just
I can
call
get
the staff.
It's the employees there. I can get employees in my office to fall for that every single year. It's just a beautiful thing. So, anyway.
I hope I never get like a really big zinger from you.
Well, you never know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably still coming.
That's
I'm sure
right.
it's still coming. I have to keep aware.
Yeah.
Keep
that's
aware.
Right. That's right.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, shall we get down to it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Excellent. All
no
right.
Rush.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a whole hour. What are we talking about? No. So, Jeff, you had been on the show before.
Briefly.
Yes, very briefly. Yeah, well, no, you were here for the
I was
whole
here the
hour.
Whole show, yeah.
You just didn't get to talk the whole time.
That's right.
So what we wanted to make sure and do about having you come back is to get a little bit more in depth, learn a lot more about kind of what your business does, not just for real estate, right?
Right.
So we do want to definitely get into the real estate aspect of it, but this is a product that as I'm going out and doing other networking, I'm talking to other folks about it, you know, because I know on commercial real estate side as well as residential real estate side, it does a lot. We talked about you did this at the Triton Towers in Renton for a Regis, correct?
Yeah. Now,
have you done more than just that one Regis location?
Oh, yeah. I've done 12 now. In fact, there's no one in Spokane, Washington that does this. So Regis actually flew me over there yesterday to do their new office over there.
Well, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
okay.
So I've done 12 of those now.
All right.
Excellent.
Yeah, you might explain what Regis is.
Regis is an international office space provider. They go to buildings and they lease out one floor, and then they segment it off into individual offices, and they lease those out to individual guys and gals that need office space and want a nice address, and they have someone that answers the phone with their business, and they have meeting rooms and IT services available.
Right. Okay, excellent. So I recall, so Richard Scott, who's not there anymore, he actually, guess what, now works for the Renton Chamber.
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, he does. I'm actually excited because I get to work with him a lot more.
Yeah,
with
he's
my
gonna
board
work with me as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. It's funny how all these things kind of blend all together. But if I remember correctly, right after they did their Renton facility with you, they got three lease-ups, like, almost immediately that were tied directly to your services.
Yeah, no, I'm getting feedback from Regis that they're getting people, whether they're in the area or out of the area, that are making decisions without having to even visit the property.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the most wonderful things about it, because for folks who are doing like VRBO, vacation rental by owner, or maybe Airbnb, or maybe it's a more traditional hotel or spa, or you know, place where someone wants to go and visit and do some kind of tourism, I see this as a really phenomenal tool for people to get an essence of what they will see when they get there,
right,
and will draw them in much more than photographs can possibly provide.
Well, yeah,
provide.
For the vacation rental thing, I've done a little bit in Seattle of some of the vacation rentals.
Okay.
And yeah, for people, I mean, when you're traveling vacation, very few people are going to get the opportunity to go check something out personally. So yeah, it's huge in that market.
Yeah. Well, for me, I have all these people who relocate here from other places, and they just, you know, it's a crapshoot. You know, in fact, you know, I'll tell you, my husband and I are actually going to be planning a trip to Panama and Spain in the next year. And it would be really fantastic if the places that we want to go stay would have something like this, because we're just kind of like, there's some kind of...
Well, tell me where you're thinking, and I'll contact them and tell them Reba wants to see a 3D.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about this some more when we come back after this break. Open House with Team Reba.
Stay tuned.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.